The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. And welcome to Down the Garden Path with your special host this evening, Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Matthew live this evening in Studio 1A of the Beaver Valley Media Group, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, and we mean anywhere, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, your special host this evening for Down the Garden Path, Matthew Dressing.
Thank you, Gary. And welcome to Down the Garden Path, where we discuss down-to-earth tips and advice for your plants, gardens, and landscapes. As a landscape designer, I think it's important and possible to have a great garden that is low maintenance, so I do my best each week to bring you interesting, relevant, and helpful topics and guests that can help us with our yards and gardens. And as Gary was saying, this week is a very special episode. If you don't know, it is Down the Garden Path's 2-year anniversary show. So this evening with me, I have a very special guest. You may know her as the regular host of Down the Garden Path, but I have Joanne Shaw in studio with me this evening.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello, Joanne.
So boy, this is weird.
Yeah, it's different, eh?
Yeah.
You should have muted my mic.
It's like when Matthew said we have a very special guest, you know, I'm used to, and then all of a sudden, your name.
Yeah.
And then, hi, Matthew. It's like weird, right?
So just a little bit about Joanne Shaw, if you haven't heard already. Joanne Shaw is the regular host of Down the Garden Path. She's also a landscape designer, the sole proprietor of Down to Earth Landscape Design. And she started gardening out of necessity. So when she bought her first house back in January of, what was it?
Oh, 1995.
So she eventually started turning to gardening.
Yeah.
With her new hobby. And she's turned it into a career when she started working for Sheridan Nurseries in Whitby, Ontario, in 2002. So combining her hands-on experience in her garden with her time at Sheridan Nurseries and a desire to learn more, she began studying at Ryerson University in the Landscape Design Certificate Program in 2004, while continuing to work at Sheridan Nurseries in a variety of departments. Down to Earth Landscape Design was started upon graduation of Ryerson in 2008, and she really saw the need for homeowners to have a plan before they ventured out to buy plants and want to provide them with that service. So welcome, Joanne, to your own show.
Thank you, Matthew. I can't believe it's been 2 years. So thank you for coming up with this idea. This was Matthew's idea, was to have me, somebody ask me questions, so and for interview me. So thank you. I appreciate that.
And I do have to disclaimer, it was actually my father who had
Oh.
Heard.
okay.
After the first time I was on the show, he thought it was a really cool idea.
Oh, there you go. What's your dad's name?
Bill.
Bill. Thank you, Bill. That was a great idea.
So, landscape design. So, you've been doing Down to Earth since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We know what brought you to landscape design.
You know, I didn't start out thinking I would get into landscape design, to be honest. When I started at the nursery, I just wanted to learn more about plants. And, you know, I learned a ton from all the staff, many of whom are still there. Good old Larry's still there. So I just learned. I loved it. And looking around for courses to take, there wasn't a lot of options in the East End. So I found Ryerson, and I took, even though it was a design program, I just started taking the Hort courses. And then after you've taken the four Hort courses, you realize, wow, there's only, three more to go or four more to go. And I can finish this and get the whole design certificate. So it was kind of, it wasn't a direct route to design, I don't think. I think I was going more for the plant knowledge and then segued into design.
Right. And so you love plants so much. Now you design for local homeowners and.
That's right.
And other small businesses or people. So what do you do for, what have you taken this interest? What services does Down to Earth provide?
I provide a couple of services. One is, and this is common for someone, let's say, who's just moved into a house and they've got, like I did back in 1995, inherit a garden and want to know how to take care of it and want to know what things are. So it's kind of garden consultation where I come and I write notes. I tell the homeowner, this is what it is. This is when you cut it back. This is, or take this out if I need to tell them to take it out. And just kind of more information. So they're already dealing with a garden that's existing. And no real design, but just a service to, let them know what it is. And I've done a lot of those, and they've really been helpful for the homeowners. I get a lot of great feedback. Then the second one is more of a design. It's kind of a hand-drawn design consultation appointment. So I'm with the clients. We start outside. I walk their yard. I've got a little measuring wheel. And I measure and do some rough sketching outside. And then we go inside, and I have graph paper that I can lay out the garden for them and kind of fill in the plant material. I've got some books for people to look at. If you're a past client, you'll know I always say it's more interesting to look at my books than watching me draw circles and things. But it's great because it's a great for you to do it yourself. It's a great service for, I think, do-it-yourselfers. And you're very involved in the process because from the start to the finish, when I leave, you have a piece of paper, you have the plan. And I think homeowners really like that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as a homeowner, a lot of people are do-it-yourselfers nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
What is the value or the benefit if I'm a homeowner with a plan?
Well, I think most homeowners, one of the first things they say to me when they call is they want low maintenance. And for me, low maintenance is the right plant in the right spot. And I think if you walk into if you walk into a nursery without a plan, then it's all about impulse. Like, oh, that plant looks good. And I'm going to put it, in this spot at home, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's where it should go or it should even come, whether it should even come home with you, right? Based on your light conditions in your yard. So I think the benefit is that it helps homeowners put the right plant in the right spot, which, in the long run really saves them maintenance because if you're constantly having to cut something back or stake something because it's reaching for the sun. Those things are all maintenance, right?
Right.
I also think it helps because it's not just about the plants. It is about the garden space. And, driving around, you see those lovely 3-foot deep gardens and those plants that are 6 feet wide hanging over them. And people complain, well, I can't cut my grass because the plants are bigger than the garden. So I think when you have a designer who knows the scale, that the plants grow to and the size the garden should be. And some people will say to me, oh, that's too big. That's going to be too much work if the garden's that big. But I explain quickly that, the plants, you need to give the plants room to grow and that it actually is less maintenance in the long run because you're not constantly having to cut back the plants to make them fit into that space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So design is just going to give you that blueprint.
Yes.
That start to finish, that step by step, that right place and the right plant in the right place.
That's right. Did I answer the questions okay?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we talked about, you mentioned the design process. So you've come over, we're chatting in the yard. Mm-hmm. Where does it go from there? Where are you going? What do you do next? What can I do to help you with that next step?
Well, I do have a third service as well we can get to, but for the ones where I'm doing the hand drawing in the home with the client, if I get there and they already have some pictures of what they like, that's helpful. Certainly going through, you look through the books while I draw, I'm certainly listening to what they're saying. Usually I like both homeowners to be there because they're oohing and aahing, or they're saying, I don't like that, or no, I don't want one of those. And I'm listening to all those cues so that I can incorporate that into the final product, because as I say, I mean, I can design a garden that I like in their yard, but it's their garden, you know, so it right. really so I kind of usually will lay out the space, and then I'll show some key pictures to just really get an idea of the style the client's looking for. And to be honest, sometimes even being in their house kind of gives me a few little clues as to what they like. Right. You know, sometimes they'll say outside that they want lots of flowers and they want it to be really full and busy. You know, they might not say busy, but full. And then I go inside and their home's very modern, very clean lines. And I think, I think their idea of color and fullness is different than what, you know, they were saying, and then I kind of can marry the two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's understandable because a lot of people forget that backyard or front yard is really just another room or an extension of their house.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then with the other service, that's more of a computer generated one. So it depends on what, if the homeowner's, for me, looking for a lot of what I would call hardscaping. So they're looking for a patio or they're looking for a deck. They're looking for real, like, some structures, a pergola, if they have grading issues, then it's really hard for me to capture all that on graph paper in an hour and a half or 2 hour appointment, right? Where it's going to really satisfy the homeowners. So we would still have that first appointment. We would still walk the yard and make notes and do some rough sketching and still go inside and look through books. But I would walk away with their list, their wish list, and their some of their ideas. And then I would work on it at home. I also need a survey for their property. I take photos, that type of thing. And then I go home and work on a concept for them. And usually requires a couple of visits. The first one is, you know, usually a basic concept, no labels, maybe a bit of plant material, that type of thing, just to make sure I'm on the right track. And then we refine that, and then they get a second pass where it's a little, usually closer to being complete. And they've picked a stone, or they've picked, different things that they like. And so, yeah, so then the computer generated, it helps a lot of people who have a hard time visualizing, because I can put the furniture in, I can put the pool in, so they see the size of the yard, I can put the pergola and the barbecue even. So even if it's a small yard and you're just looking for a small sitting area and a barbecue, it helps to see the scale of things once you put furniture in. It really helps to go, oh no, the patio's not big enough, you know,
right?
That type of thing. So yeah.
And you say computer generated mm-hmm. drawings. Now, do they come in color or?
I can 2D? Yeah, they're 2D, and usually the very final one I will color. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, once all the changes are made, yeah. I can color it, depending on the scale. But those 48 by 48 ones are hard to color, to print out, right? They get expensive, but that's okay.
Yeah, and the color is great too, because then you get that, you can really see the visual, the blocks of color.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, find it just a little bit easier to visualize the space, make it 3D in their head.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. definitely. Especially people who are concerned about the colors of the plants and things like that. So a lot of times people with the computer one, they're more concerned about areas and having enough space, and the garden tends to be a little secondary, until they see the colored version and they're like, oh, this is what you mean by, you know, the color and the focal in the textures and things like that. So, yeah, it helps bring that. It really does help bring the garden to life for people.
Well, certainly. Yeah. And you do just the hand drawings is just when you go out to the house.
Yeah, that's right. So,
and is there, do you find in the industry that there's more computer drawn versus hand drawn?
It changes every year. I wish I knew. I wish I had my stats on me. I don't. I've done this fall. I've done more computer drawings than ever in the fall. It's two still on my desk. Here it is, late November, to work on. So I am finding one thing that's different is homeowners that are do-it-yourselfers, but wanting the computer-generated plan because they want. You know, let's say it's a 5-year plan. They want to work off it in pieces and they want to start at the best place. You know, sometimes people, when they don't have a plan, they start in the spot that isn't the best place to start. And then you have to mess, you know what I mean? Like starting at the front, for instance, and then deciding you want to put in a pool. Well, then the contractors have to go across your beautiful new front yard to get to the pool. And yes, that can be fixed, but, you know, and contractors will usually do that. But yet, you know, it's not the foresight. So I think, you know, I've been finding that homeowners are wanting to see the big picture before they, so that they know how to best spend their money and their time.
Right. Yeah. Break it off into phases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're not the do-it-yourselfer and you do want some help doing it, contractors. So where would you start? Do you help them meet up with contractors? Do I have to really source one out myself?
No, I do. I'm not a contractor. Obviously, I always say I don't do the heavy lifting. So I like it that I'm independent in the sense that when you hire me, you own the design. So the design is now yours. So if you never want to see me again and you want to take it to, you know, your brother, your nephew, who's a contractor and have him build it for you, then, you know, that's fine. If you do want help with the process all the way along, then I do work with several qualified contractors. And I do a pretty good job of kind of matching up specialties, matching up personalities a little bit, time frames too, right? Who's got a spot, who's, you know, the client might be not looking for work until September. So, you know, that type of thing. So I can, or I can give them a couple names and then they can go from there. So I can work either way. I have had plenty of people that have hired me for the design and then I haven't been involved, which is too bad because I always love seeing the end result. But then lots of times I love, I'm there. I like to place the plant. Usually the homeowners want me to handle the plant portion. So contractors will take care of the stonework and then I come in and handle the plants.
Now plants.
Yeah.
Very nice. So I think we're going to maybe take a commercial break.
Okay.
So you are listening to Down the Garden Path, and I am your special guest host this evening on our 2-year anniversary, Matthew Dressing, and we will be right back. You are listening to Reality Radio 101.
Are you looking for great ways to take better care of your mind, body, and spirit? If it's time that you truly admit that you do, then you need to contact Refer Life. Refer Life will tune and optimize your body to help you attain better health, more financial freedom, and peace of mind. At Refer Life, we can help you feel healthier, look younger, and live longer. We offer all aspects of personal wellness and guide you with the absolute best information to get you on a new and healthier fast track in your life to be happy, healthy, and wise. Please visit our website at www.referlife.com for more information or call us today at 647-883-2232. That's 647-883-2232. Remember, at Refer Life, we want you to live life, live long, and live free. When you go outside and look at your driveway, what do you see? Do you notice cracks, stains, oil damage, and dullness? Is your driveway not becoming to your home? Well, if so, you should be coming to Caverly's Driveway Sealing. At Caverly's Driveway Sealing, we use the absolute best sealing technology and materials available. We can repair those unsightly holes, cracks, and oil stains. and we can also rebuild the driveway surface at the garage door. Our rates are extremely reasonable, and our workmanship is A1. We also offer free estimates. So what are you waiting for? Give your driveway the facelift that it needs right now. Call Caverly Driveway Sealing at 905-259-5425. That's 905-259-5425. Call us today and be very proud of your driveway tomorrow. The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your special guest host, Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Matthew live right now, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, a special number just for you. 1-866-656-5477. Send Matthew an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, right back to your guest host of Down the Garden Path, Matthew Dressing.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. And this evening, we have our special two-year anniversary episode. And I flipped the tables on Joanne Shaw, our regular host, and she is with me tonight, our special guest. Just a quick shout-out. Thank you, Sheila. She's written in and congratulating on Joanne on her radio show. She says she's listened several times and absolutely loves the show. So thank you, Sheila, for listening. And congratulations,
yes, thank you.
Joanne.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Sheila. Thank you very much for listening.
So we're just talking with Joanne just regarding landscape design and her practice and a few of the things that she's experienced. And there's a lot of talk out there. What is the real difference between landscapers and landscape designers? A lot of people, I mean, I work at a local garden center. They feel that they can come in and they can just do it themselves, or their landscaper has sent them over to grab a few plants for this spot. So, Joanne, what is the difference really between a landscaper and just a landscape designer? And when and why should we hire a landscape designer?
Well, I'm probably a little biased, but I think it makes things easier in the end. I think a landscaper, they're looking at the stone, they're looking at the space, they're looking at the construction and the, you know, and they may do free designs that they, you know, they quote unquote say they do free designs. So it might be a quick sketch. They may do the good old spray paint on the grass to kind of show you the space, as well as, or that laying the hose out, you know, to show the space of the walkway, that type of thing. But in my experience, a lot of times the garden is secondary. And even though the walkway, I know the expense comes with the stonework, whether it's a patio or a front walkway, but the garden really completes it. So to me, and you, and I'm sure if our listeners are walking around neighborhoods, you see it where there's a really nice walkway or a little, really nice front entrance, and then no garden or a garden of annuals or really small. Like, it just looks like it's not complete.
Right.
So I think the designer brings the big picture to the table, and also not just right now. A designer is thinking, well, what's this garden going to look like in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? That type of thing. So I think that's something to think about. I mean, the stonework isn't going to change, right? It's not going to move. You know, it shouldn't move.
Yeah.
You know, the walkway is going to be that 5-foot wide walkway. But is that plant, are you going to be now, when that tree grows, going to be banging your head against that tree on that 5-foot walkway because it was planted in the wrong spot, right? We've all been visited those homes. So I think, again, I know I'm a bit biased, but I think the designer is looking at the big picture. And a good designer is going to work closely with a contractor, because I always say I don't want to design something that can't be built, right?
Yep.
So I think it's really a team endeavor, really, with the homeowner,
right?
And to really make sure that the homeowner gets exactly what they're looking for.
Right, right. And that's through that experience with the plants and that vision of the end game, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I often... the plants, you know, there'll be lots of space, let's say the first year of the garden, you know, lots of, because I know that the plants, and that might be the thing, you know, contractors don't often, not all, but most don't necessarily know their plant material that well. So 3 plants might not fit in that spot. 5 plants certainly won't fit in that spot, you know, so it's in 3 years type of thing. So I think it's another added benefit. And even if plants are secondary to your purpose, I think they're still a part of it. Whether it's, even if it's the backyard, where's the best place to put a shade tree, which is the best variety of shade tree. Maple trees, as we know, get so big. Was that a smart tree to put in that location?
Exactly.
That type of thing. So I think it really helps to have a designer. And people don't hesitate when it comes to their kitchens. Like, this is one thing, right?
We were talking about
that. So, I mean, if you decided to renovate your kitchen, you would, you know, most people absolutely would not hesitate getting some help with that.
Right.
Right? Whether it's going to Home Depot or whether it's going somewhere else and hiring an interior designer, that type of thing. So I guess it's an investment, so people want to, and I think most even kitchen places won't even let you buy their kitchens without having a design first, right? So I guess I don't understand why it seems so foreign to many to actually do it and pay for it outside, you know, because it still is a big budget item. It's still something that's going to be out there a long time. It's going to bring value to your house, to your home when you sell. So I think it's a worthwhile investment. I really do. And again, I know I'm biased.
That's okay. We can be biased this evening. But
that's
you're right. Again, it's that outside room. You wouldn't just take a sledgehammer to your kitchen wall because you want to change the look. So why are you taking a shovel out to your lawn or your outdoor living space just to jam something in there?
Yeah.
That's really not going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, just working at the garden center, as we touch on plants, sorry, I do experience that a lot. A lot of people come in without a plan, or they do have a plan, but they're worried because the plants are so small.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep forgetting that these things are living things, that they're going to grow, they're
right.
going to fill in the space. That you've taken your time and your expertise to pick the right plants for the right place to let them grow in. So, yeah, as homeowners, we have to remember, you know, patience, let them fatten up. You know, there's a reason why they're there. And just grabbing a hydrangea because I like it and shoving it in because Joanne put one over here, but I want one over here too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other thing. So
yeah. And also other little tidbits when you're, I find that the view from the kitchen sink, for instance, right?
Yep.
People, I mean, as much as we are enjoying our backyards, we're at our kitchen sink, you know, every day, 12 months of a year, we're at that kitchen sink. So is that the best spot for the shed? Is that the best spot for the play structure?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the play structure when the kids are little, that type of thing. But, you know, so I bring a fresh set of eyes, and homeowners are always like, oh, that makes so much sense. You know, it's because it's not something that they thought. And the other thing is, I get a lot of people when I talk about privacy, and sometimes homeowners that might not have a tree yet or only have one tree, they say, oh, no, we're fine. We don't need any trees because our neighbors, you know, all the neighbors around us have trees. And so we've got good privacy. But then I think, well, now you're basing your privacy on your neighbors. So new house, new homeowner moves in and chops those trees down to do a pool, and boom, you know, you're now they're on the deck looking at you, got barbecue, you know, that type of thing. So I think there's some, you know, sometimes you have to be careful with that. So I think I bring thinking of other things that, because I'm visiting so many homes, right? It's just what I do.
Exactly.
So I'm looking at, again, the big picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So So that's at least some of the tidbits that I tend to bring to the table for clients, and I get good feedback. And sometimes they don't need a tree. I don't make people get a tree if they don't need a tree. But, you know, it just always makes them, I want them to think about it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, put that in idea and that perspective in their head. And they've called you for that because they obviously need your professional advice.
Yes. Yeah.
So another question that I get, and I'm sure that you get as well, low maintenance versus no maintenance. Is there such a thing as no maintenance landscaping?
I don't think so. Do you?
No, I completely agree.
Yeah. But I think little things like the size of, you know, picking the right plant in the right spot, you know, I think having the garden bigger, because a lot of people say, no, I don't want it to go that deep. And I'm like, well, you really do. Because also you don't want, I always say plants like lined up like soldiers, right?
Right.
You know, because that doesn't really look good. You need something low and something high and something, you know, you need a bit of depth. And seasonal interest, too. So that's a huge one. So in the same breath, they say they want low maintenance. They say they want seasonal interest. Well, which means we need to plant a variety of plants, right?
Exactly.
Plants that flower in the spring that has summer color, fall color, winter interest.
Yep.
So we can't fit. That's like you can't buy one of each of those seasons and put four plants in the front yard, you know, like you do have to. So I think. A designer brings that. We'll pick the lower maintenance plants, the plants that do kind of grow slower, use boxwoods, don't need a lot of work compared to cedars, need a lot of work. A lot of issues with junipers personally. You know, they're prickly. They're fast growing, a little fast, some of them. You know, so I think we have an expertise as in addition to our flair for design, the knowledge of plants.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's really no maintenance. I do a newsletter for my clients that helps them. So I say this month, do this or don't do that. So I found that they needed that little bit of guidance, which to me helps with the maintenance portion, because at least they know what to do when.
Right.
So I'm not saying there's nothing to do, but at least if I tell you when to do it and when not to do it, then that's a bit of a help.
Yeah. And what a great service.
Yes.
It's just a nice friendly reminder. I get to interact with you. So for our listeners who have just got newsletter, what?
Yeah.
Where do they find the newsletter? How do we join?
My website. So down to earth with the number 2.ca. And on the top right hand corner, it's a sign up for my seasonal tips guide and my newsletter.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and it's just once a month. What, you know, tips, an article, a welcome note. It's I keep it as brief as I can. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I have a really good open rate. I think my homeowners read it and talk about it. And they certainly get questions, you know, if I've brought up a topic, they'll, you know, ask me more questions about it, that type of thing. So, yeah. So it has helped because I couldn't respond to every email or every text. So I found if I was proactive with the information, then it was helpful to be proactive.
Yeah, well, certainly. And I bet your listeners appreciate that. I think that John, if I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, writes in and says, congratulations. He's listening from Orlando, Florida this evening. He's a landscape contractor, really enjoys your show. So,
oh, thank you, John. And I hope you're okay with my comments about a landscape contractor, and I hope you use a landscape designer in your area.
Yeah. Plants. This is what really, really fueled it. Do you have any favorite plants?
Oh, I'd have to say hydrangeas, which you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Would be my favorite plant. But I have a few. Yeah, I would say hydrangeas. Also, weeping trees tend to be my, so I've got my maxed out at three in my front yard. I have a weeping white pine, weeping white spruce, and weeping larch. So in three strategic spots in my garden. So I just love the look, and I feel like I've always had a hard time with artwork in my garden. I have no artwork in my garden, which is odd, I know, because I love it in other people's garden. But for me, the weeping trees, which are so uniquely shaped, to me, they're the artwork. So I haven't been able to, you know.
Living artwork.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've done. So yeah, those are kind of my favorite things. But
nice. Yeah. And as you say, weeping forms. One of my favorite trees is the weeping false cypress, the Nootka false cypress. And I think I've said it to you before. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, there's that new form, that green arrow. And it's really thin and really tall. So for those who also like those weeping forms and that weeping Nootka,
yes.
Check out that.
I'm looking forward to seeing that variety.
Yeah.
That is cool. Yeah, and people are very strong opinions. That's one tree that I show people because people are very, with the weeping Nootkas, people are, there is a strong like or hate.
Very like or dislike.
You know, it's not a, maybe. It's nope. And usually sometimes it's like split between the spouses. The most recently, yeah, the husband was like, nope, that's like a, yeah, don't like that. And, but then there's another home I'm working on the design for their backyard, but their front yard, they have a beautiful one. Yeah. Beautiful, and they both love it. And it's taken because they have a pie shaped lot. So it's literally taken, like, you literally have to lift up the limbs of the tree to walk past in their backyard in the front because it's taken up the whole front yard. But they love it. So it's great. It's one of those trees that's really kind of controversial.
Yes. So I think right now, before we get into too deeply into something else, I think we'll take another commercial break. So you are listening to Down the Garden Path. I am special guest host Matthew Dressing here with Joanne Shaw from Down to Earth. And we'll be right back. You are listening to Reality Radio 101. You could be my silver spray, blue-green
colors flashing. Are you currently looking for home, automobile, business, or life insurance? And live in the Durham, Ontario region? But you are just not sure where or who to turn to? Relax. The answer is WO Insurance Brokers. WO Insurance Brokers offers personalized service with very competitive rates. We offer monthly payments as well as a claims guarantee, making your insurance needs less stressful. Policy discounts are also available too. So what are you waiting for now? Call WO Insurance Brokers at 905-436-9090. Visit our website at www.woinsurancebrokers.com for more information. Remember, when you need a caring and professional insurance brokerage, WO is for you. At WO Insurance Brokerage, we are your hometown broker.
No one is ever prepared for the passing of a loved one. When the time comes, having a professional, caring funeral home available to answer all of your questions and take care of the many details involved in organizing a funeral or memorial service will go a long way to making the process less stressful. For over 150 years, McIntosh Anderson Kellum Funeral Home has provided the families in the Oshawa area with compassionate, affordable, and customized funeral services. Mac Funeral Home is proudly family-owned and operated by John and Willie Kellum. The Kellums, along with their caring and professional staff, are proud to work with all faiths and cultures, catering to their needs during the difficult time of personal loss. The staff know that the grieving process continues long after the funeral ends. That's why they offer their clients ongoing support services through their family care program, offered at no charge. The facility is equipped with several visitation rooms and a chapel with versatile seating that can accommodate both large and small gatherings, with fully customized reception options, audio-video equipment, staff to serve refreshments, and a large on-site parking lot. On-site visitation rooms are designed to comfortably host any grouping from small family gatherings to larger visitations extended to family and friends. As well, reception facilities are available on both the upper and lower level of the funeral home.
So call Mac Funeral Home at 905-433-5558. That's 905-433-5558.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, a special host, Matthew Dressing, right here on Reality Radio 101. Get on board. Send us an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, right back to your host of Down the Garden What is this called? Down the Garden Path. Mr. Matthew Dressing.
Thank you, Gary.
I've heard it four different things today.
How so?
Matt called it Down the Earth.
Oh, did
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I did.
And as I started laughing when I did your intro back in, I'm thinking what Matt said. I said, what is this called? All right. Anyways, great job, guys. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting up with me for 2 years, too.
Oh, we love it. Yes. It's a great show, actually. It's filled with information, literally. So there is a lot of people out there that, you know, they go by a lot of these homes and have these beautiful gardens, and they don't really know the first step as to maybe try to get a garden like that. They don't know what to do, where to go, and they listen to you, and you've given a lot of great advice for 2 years. And I bet you, within that 2 years, there's been a lot of people that decided to redo their garden because of you. So that's good to know.
Thanks. And I hope they called the designer in their area. And,
yeah. Or you,
yeah.
Joanne Shaw.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, now's the time to call, right, Matthew?
Now is the time to call. So if you haven't yet. And you can always, call into the show and say, ask Joanne any questions. Perhaps you have some design questions or questions about the process, the design process, maybe we haven't touched on or you were always wondering about. And speaking of the design process, we were talking earlier about contractors, so, and the role of the designer while the project is being completed. And you said you enjoy being involved with the garden, laying out the plants, et cetera. But is there like a cycle to these processes? Is there a certain time that you do design, that you design less or more? Is it there a better time or not such a good time to contact a designer? What can you do year round?
Well, I think it's always a good time to call a designer, but I think the biggest thing is to know the cycle. So calling May 1st because you want your job installed, by the end of May is not going to happen.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah. So really, and that happens every spring. We get people who think they're, they might call in March or April and think they're, early for the year. But really, contractors all fall spend booking their, they spend booking their spring. So I'm working. I've done several of, like I was saying, in this fall has been very busy because we've had such beautiful weather. I have done several designs, all which are going to be installed, next year type of thing. So I think you always plan ahead. So if you're looking for something to be done in the fall, then, then you can call in the spring. But if you're wanting something to be done first thing in the spring, then you really need to call a designer in the late fall, and we can design. I mean, it's really cold out now, but as of today, but I can, a designer can design unless there's no snow, really.
Right.
As long as we can see the ground and measure that type of thing, we can design. It just gets a little harder to do it in the cold, but it's worse. There's nothing. It's not that life threatening.
No.
but certainly would have been pleasant, up until last week, right? It's been so lovely. And that's why the phone's been ringing and I've been out there enjoying looking at people's yards. So I say start earlier. I know I've had a couple situations where we've had, like this year in particular, I think we started one in January, February. So it was a little late. And their son was getting married in their backyard. So it was ended up being a July install for an August wedding.
Oh, wow.
So that was tight. Those timelines were tight. We did it. Everything went well. Even with the heat, it was tough, though. It was really tough. And the year before that, we had another one where it was more of a June wedding. They weren't getting married at the house, but company was coming to stay, and they needed their front redone so that it would be safe for, grandma and grandpa to visit, that type of thing. So certainly if you've got a big event happening in your home, then you need to plan ahead. It's really hard to do. I said to the contractor, I don't think I want to do that again. Like, that tight of a timeline, because I think it's so all-encompassing. So I think, think about that. If you're really flexible and you don't care when it's done, then that's fine too. But if you've got a specific timeline, then
early is better.
Early is better.
Early gets that worm.
Yeah, that's right.
And it sounds like what you were saying was for spring right now is the time to do it. So almost like two full seasons ahead.
Almost,
if you're looking
yeah.
for spring, do it in the fall. If you're looking for summer, you know, start feeling things out in mm-hmm. the winter.
Yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. One of many of the contractors I work with have already booked this spring. And then I did a hand drawing for a client a few weeks ago, and she's having a family friend who's a contractor do the install, and he booked her. So in October, November, he booked her for the last week of June, the first week of July. So mm-hmm. he's already booking that far ahead. So yeah, that tends to be because they can only do, depends on the size of the job they can and the weather they've got to allow for. We never know where we're going to start. There's so many variables, right? Unlike a kitchen install,
exactly.
There's so many things that are beyond our control. Lots of times people say they want their, even if it's just a garden, they want their garden to be done like right away in April. Well, as you know, working at a nursery, there's no plants in April.
Nothing to buy.
So it might be an early spring and the ground might be great and it might be warm temperatures outside, but there's nothing to buy.
No.
Right?
Yep, because the plants, they react. They have to take their time. They
that's
need
right.
so many sunlight hours before they do anything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that happens. Those early springs are tough because people want to get going.
They're so anxious.
Yeah, they're so anxious. And it's like, I can't help you because there's no plants yet.
I can't buy anything.
You know, and maybe you can buy a few things, but you can't buy everything. And so you need to wait till you can buy everything. So, yeah, there's a lot of variables that I think people don't realize. And they're all variables that are literally out of the designer's control.
Yes.
And contractor to some extent. So, yeah.
I just got to say, yeah, sorry. As we talk here, Sue Roltlig, sorry, Sue, if I mispronounce that again. But she says hello and thank you. She says we're doing a great job with the interview. Nice and funny, a good mix. And congratulations again for 2 years with Down the Garden Path.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for listening. Yeah, lots to talk about.
Lots
oh, my goodness.
About.
And it does go fast, doesn't it?
It does go fast. I didn't think, I thought it might be a good long show. But yeah, no, we're almost at the end.
That's right. That's right.
So just to kind of maybe wrap up the contractors.
Sure.
What's the good sign of if you are going to go out there to get your own contractor, what's the sign of a good contractor? What are we really looking for if we want to venture out or on our own?
Ooh, good question. Seeing their work, well, I always say website. Honestly, if they've invested in a good website, I think that really does say a lot because then you can see their portfolio. You can see what their past clients have said. If that's not there, then talking to past clients and going and seeing their work, like not the work from last summer, but the work from, you know, five summers ago and see how's the work standing up. So you can talk to the client, but you can also, you know, so references, I guess that's comes up to it's references, but being able to see the work. And also meeting them and feeling comfortable that they're the size of contractor. Some people want a big crew. If it's a big job, they want a big crew. If they're going to be there a month, if they want to know that the, or they want, a contractor who has one crew. And so the head guy, the owner is going to be there every day versus, you know, three crews where the head owner is fluctuating between the show, not the shows,
the yards, the sites.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of criteria to think about. And I think it's similar to what you're looking for an inside contractor, right?
Right.
Do you want somebody doing your kitchen where they sub everything out? Or do you want somebody who can do it all in-house? You know, it's similar. You know, do you have a wood, if you need a pergola and a fence, do you want a wood guy on staff? Do you want it subbed out? Those are some good, important questions to ask. Of course, I mean, anybody I deal with is all, you know, insured, WSIB, all of that, Landscape Ontario, mm-hmm. you can speak to that, is a professional in Ontario. That's our professional horticultural organization,
yep.
right? And there's certain criteria to be part of Landscape Ontario. So you've already know that they've been vetted to a certain point.
Exactly. Yep.
So that's something to look for as well.
Yep. Yeah. And Landscape Ontario and the Canadian Nursery Landscape Association has a great certification program too. And that's being worked in with a lot of contractors and bids looking for landscape industry certified personnel. Gary there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I didn't mute my mic properly.
No,
sorry.
That's fine. And we're just like worried about you over here. So, yes, I mean, I'm not a, there is a landscape designer certification program, and I'm not certified yet. I haven't quite geared myself up to go hit the books again, but it's there in the future. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Oh, goodness gracious. So that I hope that helps, but that's a good, you know, asking a lot of questions.
Right.
For sure.
Good to know your contractor and know what you really need and want out of not only your spaces, but the people who are going to work on them and, mm-hmm. and build that dream for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I may be cutting it a little close, but we do have just over 5 minutes left. And I know you plugged on social media a special announcement.
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes.
And before we maybe get to that, but just for our listeners, what social media are you on? Where can we follow Down the Garden Path as well as Down to Earth?
So it's just really Down to Earth. Myself under Down to Earth, Down to Earth Landscape Design on social media. So you can go to my website, which is downtoearth.ca with the number 2 for the Down to Earth. And I've got my links there on my website. The only link that is not there, so Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest is there. The only link that's not there is my Instagram. So you can look for me on Instagram. And I'm actually Joanne_Shaw_D2E on Instagram, which also I think is the same for Twitter. So, okay. So that's where you can find me. And like I said, my newsletter, if you're just looking for timely advice in the garden, and I have that newsletter service that you can sign up for and take a look. And I think that's how you can find me. I do list all my services. So we've talked the service we talked about earlier. They're all listed on my website as well with my pricing and a bit more detail than I usually speak about what. So it helps you figure out which service is best for you if you are in the GTA and are looking for a designer. And that way you can see, you know, of course, some portfolio pictures and things like that. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And you know what I have to say for those who might, you know, are thinking about the newsletter, I have loved subscribing to the newsletter.
Oh, have you?
And yeah, I just pops up and, oh, yeah, I didn't talk to my guests like about that yet at the garden center.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forget that's coming up. We got to make sure that this is ready.
Oh, good. So, well, that's good that you know that you can affirm. That's good. Thank you. That's great feedback.
Yeah. It's a fantastic
tool. It's timely,
tool.
Right? It's important to be timely.
It is so. Very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I did plug on social media that I had a special announcement. So I'm excited and nervous all at the same time. And so I'm sure most our listeners in Canada are familiar with Canada Blooms. It's a yearly Landscape Ontario, right? Or I don't know who.
I think they're associated, but I don't think it is them specifically.
But right. Canada Blooms, I think, is their own entity.
Right.
And so it runs in conjunction with the National Home Show every mm-hmm. March. Last year they introduced this new feature called Doorstep Gardens. It was a big success. So they're little entranceway gardens, and I think they were very relatable to homeowners.
Yes.
Sometimes the booths at the trade shows can get so big and elaborate, and people love them, but yet it's not really scalable for their yard.
Yeah.
You know, or their budget. Where these doorstep gardens were very well received. So they're doing it again, which is great. And I've been chosen, or I've been lucky enough to do one of them. So, and they're doing this year, it's expanded so much that they're doing 5 doorway gardens and they're doing 5 backyard gardens. Small spaces, but I've chosen the front yard. So it's just a 10x15, you know, front entrance. I've had to submit the design and the plant list and all that stuff already. I know. Can you believe
wow.
it?
Yeah.
For March. So I just wanted to let our listeners know. I didn't know, you know, how to announce it or say that you can come visit me there. I'm not going to be there every day. It's like a 10-day show. But or you can come by and see my little entrance garden. Also, it's not up. Any information isn't up on CanadaBlooms.com yet. But they'll have my information up there and pictures of my garden and stuff like that, too, come next year. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
So I hope a lot of people come and visit you. I know I'll
be
swinging by to visit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I feel a little overwhelmed because it's a bigger, you know, there's a lot of little pieces to it that you don't realize. Like it seems so, just easy at first, just to submit the design. And then there's all these like other moving parts mm-hmm. that you really have to think about. So I'm like, Hopefully, and we never know about the weather. And if the season started and then you're in the show for 10 days, you know, it's all those things that we can't control once again.
Another variable.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you've had to already put in the designs to Canada Blooms. So there's Canada Blooms already asking for the designs to get this thing ready. So just like a homeowner.
Yes.
You know, they're planning ahead.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, for sure. Actually, the date was, I think, the end of mid-October was when we had to have it in. So it was early. Yeah. So, yeah, they're definitely thinking about it. And,
he's there.
Yeah, he's there. And, you're here. No, that's good. And I also had another announcement that I wanted to talk about Matthew. He's agreed to be a guest co-host, or I guess a co-host with me monthly on the show. So I think that's going to be great, having his expertise and having his perspective on interviewing other our call-in guests or radio show guests and ideas for new guests. We're always looking for ideas and topics. So, if you have any, please send them to us.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that partnership and with all your expertise as well. And especially because you work in the garden center, you're kind of front of the line than I am, that you know what people are looking for and what trends are coming up. So I think that's going to be great.
I think it's going to be
thank
fantastic.
Thank you for agreeing to do that. Yeah,
thank you for inviting me. I'm really, really excited.
You're welcome. So I hope everybody, thank you for putting up with me and tuning in for 2 years. And thank you. It's been fun, Gary. Thank you for convincing me to do this.
No problem.
It was over 2 years ago, and Gary had been asking me to do it, and I kept saying no, he was crazy, and then he finally, right?
Well, I'm glad you did. Yeah. I really am.
So that was Matt through a mutual friend, and he convinced me to give it a try. So thank you, Gary. And believing I could do this, too.
And give me that exact date, okay? Of that, so I can have that for our records. I could actually look it up to your first broadcast.
Yeah.
But I'm lazy.
That's okay. So you're going to make me look it up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the 17th. It was like the 17th or 19th of November. Okay.
I can actually do it. No issue.
Because this is what? It. This is the 20th. What's today?
Today is the 21st.
I think it might have been the 19th.
Yeah. I'll look it up. No issue.
Okay.
Because I'll have all your audio files.
Yeah.
So, well, Matt, thank you very much. I wanted to thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you, Gary. And thank you for Joanne for sharing this milestone with me.
You're welcome. This was fun. It was fun to do it. And thanks to Bill, your dad.
Yes, and thanks Dad.
thanks Bill. To Bill for coming up with the idea. So thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path here on
Reality Radio 101.
Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path with your hosts, Matthew Dressing and Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.